Murray asked the question, Ima Asher Hamud, if you want to learn it out from Asher Hamud, Ad Negicha Revius, Loi Mechayiv. By the shore, the owner is only chayav to pay Nezek Sholem when it does the fourth damage. Not by the third damage, by the third damage, he's still a tam. He only pays a chatzi Nezek. So if you want to learn it out from Muid, maybe you have to wait till you eat a fourth year, till you have like four proofs. So Hochinami here also then for Chazoko Ad Shona Revius, the Chur, you should not have a good Chazoko until you finish eating it the fourth year. Is Lekayim of Rishusa, it should not be in the Rishus of Lekayach. So it's not like our Mishnah. Simura says no. Hochi hashta. What does one have to do with the other? Hosam michi nogach shalosh negichois heavy mood. I tell you, by a shore, once the shore did three damages, gored somebody, gored three times, and at the end of the third time, right then, it's called a muid. Right now, the shore gets a title of a muid. V'iduch, you know why the owner doesn't have to pay until the fourth damage happens. V'iduch, the reason why we need the fourth damage was because ki lo nogach. If the shore does not do damage, mal shalom, what is there to pay? In other words, true, at the end of the third goring, he gets the name of a mu'ud. Now the owner knows that he has a mu'ud, therefore the owner has to watch the shor. If the owner now does not watch and does damage, then he's chayv in Nezek Sholem. But the reason why you need a fourth damaging is not because that's when it's called a mu'ud. It's called a mu'ud now by the third time. It's only when does he have to start to pay the Nezek Sholem, that's by the fourth damage. But hochab over here in our case of the cheska sabatim kivon the yochla tlos hashoni, since this Ru Shimon ate used up the field for 3 years, if so kaimilov rishusai, the field now is in his rishus Shimon. We believe Shimon when he says that he bought the field. He has like a proof, the chazaka is called a raya, proof that he really bought it, that it belongs to him. So Mar says now elam meyati, so like if it's true the way you want to say that you learn out chazaka from the loch of shahamuid, if so chazaka sheni motaino tevi chazaka. In a case when a person is living in the field for 3 years, and at the end of 3 years we ask Shimon, what are you doing here? And Shimon doesn't answer back that I bought the field, but rather his tam says, listen, nobody told me to leave. Nobody told me anything. So in such a case, the loch is, it's not called a good chazaka. So the question is why? But the Gemara says, Allah matanan, how come we learned later Mishnah that says, kol chazaka, sheini mo taino, ain't a chazaka. Any chazaka that does not have a taino, in other words, that Shimon does not say clearly that I bought the field off you, but rather Shimon just says, nobody told me to leave, so the loch is, it's not called a good chazaka. And we talk to tell Shimon to leave. So the question is why? Like if you're learning it out from Shahamuid, Slamaisa, once you did something 3 times, that should make it a chazaka that's in your rishus, even without a taina. Like for what purpose do we need a taina? Like but the shor there's no taina. By a shor stam, after he does damage 3 times, we say he's a muid. So we're here also. Once you're in the field, when Shimon is using this field for 3 years, that in itself should be a proof that he owns it. Even though he doesn't have any taina, even though he does not say how he got it. Gemara says no, Poshe. The Gemara says no. Time am I? Like what's the hope shot of the chazaka? Why does the chazaka help the arena? Because we have a right to say dil mukedekomar. Like maybe it's true what Shimon is saying. Of course not. We have to ask Shimon, what are you doing here? Like we knew this field belonged to Reuben before. Now you're in the field. So Father, we have to ask you, what are you doing here? Sif Shimon says, I bought the field. So true, we have it now. Did you buy it or didn't you buy it? So if we could ask you a question, prove it. So you say you lost the shtar. Okay, the fact that you're there 3 years, that's a proof to what you're saying. I will soon say, because otherwise, the owner should have been meicher. Reuven should have protested. I will see later on, no owner could stay there and see his field being used by somebody else for 3 years and not say anything. So since you did not protest, that's also a proof, a raya, to what Shimon is saying, that he really bought it. So if Shimon says he bought the field, then we have a proof from the chazaka. But hash the eel toin. But in the case that Shimon himself does not say that he bought the field, he just says that nobody sent me out. If so, anan litan lay. Should we tie in the form? Of course we don't. In other words, Chazalta is only a proof to what you're saying. But you have to say something. You have to say that you bought the field. If you stop telling us that you walked into the field and nobody told you to leave, that's why you stayed there now for 3 years, so Pshita, we can't say the field belongs to you. Of course we'll say the field still belongs to Reuven, and therefore you'll have to leave. So Chazalta is only when you say that you bought the field. Now it's a question, do we believe you or not? So if you have a chazok, gimel shonim, that's the locker that will believe you. Now the Gemara says, Mask of law, Rav Aviro. Rav Aviro asks a question like this. Ele meyata, if it's true the way you, Anshei Usha, are saying that we learn out chazoka from Shohamuid, if so, machor shaloi befonov, loy tehevi machor, when the original owner makes a protest, when he makes a machor, the locher is, it does not have to be in front of the ganef. Reuven does not have to say to Shimon, like, get out of my field, you're stealing it. It's enough even if Reuven makes a protest, shalei b'fon, if he tells somebody else, listen, somebody's in my field without my permission. So the locher is, the question is, why is that called a good chazoka, a good machor? The more question is, loy tehevi machor? It should not be a good machor. Why? Because dumi d'shar mu'it. If you're learning out from a shor hamu'it, it has to be like there. Ma shor hamu'it. Just like when two edim come and tell the owner that your shor did damage, before of binan, you have to tell the owner himself that your shor is becoming a mu'it. It's not enough to tell somebody else. You have to go straight to the owner. So maybe af hochinam here also by a chazokom and by the lock of a machor. When the owner protests and tells people that I did not, that this field is being stolen from me, somebody is there without my permission, sechura b'fon of binan. It should only be good if the owner makes the protest in front of the ganav himself, but not to somebody else. And the question is, we'll see later on, that you're allowed to make the machor even in front of other people. Gemara says, Hosom, over there by Shohamu were true, for who are the ball of ksiv? There it's a posik. The posik says clearly that you can only make him into a mu'ud if you warn the owner 3 times. Rashi says, Kleimer, Leidami, one is not like the other. Nehi de gamrin and shalashonim. Mishalash negichas. Shrill, we're learning out the parsha of 3 of chazoka. From Shohamu'ud, Kihechid de mafki hani mechazoka. Hani nami mafki mechazoka. Avo macho mehado less than lemigmar. But this is a svari you should not learn out the loch of a protest. To the locha, how you tell the owner to make a shor into a mu'ud. Because the wholesome by shor hamu'ud, kiva the hadol lechaybe momen, what's the purpose that the shor becomes a mu'ud? That the owner is going to have to pay nezek shalom. Because of the damage that he does. So pshita, you have to tell the owner. Because otherwise, maybe the owner will disagree, and the owner will say, my shor did not do it, I'll bring edim fakert. So the question is that the owner has to be convinced that his shor is becoming a shor hamu'ud. Therefore, the edim have to tell the owner himself. The Gemara says, but hoch over here by chazaka, the svar is, chavroch, chavrislei, you have friends, v'chavro de chavroch, chavrislei, and your friends also have friends. In other words, when you tell anybody, they make an amacho, that you should know, listen, this person, Shimon, that's in my field, he's a ganav, he doesn't belong there, so whoever you tell, he's not going to keep it quiet, he's going to tell his friend, and his friend will tell his friend. So eventually it's going to come back to the ganif, like the Shimon is going to know that the owner is protesting. So therefore there's no special halacha why you should have to tell him directly. It's enough whoever you tell, because the svara for sure is that this news will get back to Shimon, to the ganif. Rashi says, to chavroch chavr islay, v'yoymru zelezeh, one person will tell his friend, v'yadova boli yoznoi, and eventually he'll get back to Shimon. And therefore, v'yein yocholaymer, therefore Shimon cannot say anymore, ili shamati yisi zoi v'ribriyas chusi. That really, Shimon, again, the question was, where's your shtar? If you, Shimon, really bought the field, so how come you don't have a shtar, a proof that you bought it? What are you telling us? That you lost it already. But if the Reuven, if the owner made a machor, made a protest, so and you eventually going to hear it. So when you hear the protest of the owner, now you have to be very careful about your shtar. Like, you know the owner's protesting, he's bimara. He's saying that he did not sell the field to you, he's saying that you're a ganif. So if you, Shimon, really have a shtar mechira, you should have to hold on to it. So that's why at the end of 3 years, if you don't have your shtar, we do not believe you. In a regular case where the owner did not make a machor, if he did not make any protest, so then you, Shimon, the one that's in the field now, he has the right to say, listen, I'm living here already for 3 years, and nobody said a word, so most probably everybody understands that now it belongs to me, so now I have a right, like, not to watch my shtar so much, he has a right, like, to lose it. But that's good if nobody complained. But if the owner later put down a complaint, saying that this field is mine, you're a ganif, so then you have to hold on to the shtar. So even if 4 or 5 years go by, and then Bezdin goes to Shimon and says, listen, where's your shtar? Shimon has no right to say, I lost it. So therefore, chazaka does not help. But the svara of macho is not that the owner has to tell directly to the ganif, as long as eventually Shimon will find out, Reuven's friends will tell one another, until finally gets to Shimon, that's also called a good macho.
I guess some of the little shiloh here, really, how could the people tell over, the hurt should be shiloh of Lashon Hara? Like even though Reuven tells somebody, listen, this person Shimon is in my field, he's a ganif, but how do you have a right to believe him? The hurt's Lashon Hara. Lashner, maybe could be cheshish, that's only if it's negated to you, though, if you'll have a hefzid. But how do you rather tell it over to other people? All right, this we'll talk about later on. Exactly how the macho works. But I call upon him, that's the way macho works, that one person tells another person, and eventually for sure it'll get down to a Shimon. So therefore the macho does not have to be done directly in front of Shimon. Like in a case, let's say that Reuven's afraid of Shimon. Shimon's a very strong person. Reuven right now is afraid of him. He's afraid he'll get hurt. So he doesn't want to tell Shimon directly, go off my field, you're a goslin. He'd rather just tell other people, and that's also considered a good machor. Now the Gemara asks, Ula Rav Meir, but according to Rabbi Meir Shita, the Yoma that he says in Bava Kama, that Rechuk Negi Chaysov, Chayiv, if the older shore becomes a muad in 3 days, if he goes one after another in 3 days, if so, Kirov Negi Chaysov Lakol Shchein, isn't it a Kavu Chayma? There may hold if a shore does damage 3 times in 1 day, that the shore also becomes a muad. That's Rav Meir's halacha. That a shore could become a muad all in 1 day. Says so here also. By chazokas then, if you eat 3 crops in 3 days, in 1 day, you should also have a cheskas that the field belongs to you. Why do you have to wait 3 years? Marias oklo tlosa peri, bechad yoima. If you eat 3 different fruits in 1 day, it should also be called a chazaka. Kugoyim teina. Let's say this teina, these dates, that they become ripe first, so in the morning when you ate one date, the other date was not ripe yet, and it first became ripe a few hours later. And then later you ate a third date, that first became ripe then. So even by the date tree, by the palm tree, also you could have a chazaka in 1 day. So Mora says, no, this much of a difference you have to have. That I'll tell you, doom you the shor hamuad. The three times has to be like the 3 damages that a shor does. What does that mean? Ma shor hamuad. Just like when a shor is a muad of damage. Beidno the is lay hay negicha. At the time when it does this damage, lay sil hay negicha. The second negicha is not around. In other words, the damage is when it does damage. But after it does damage, it's not here anymore. So at the time when the shor does the first damage, the second negicha is not here yet. So that's called 3 separate negichas. Hochinam here also, a chazak of eating 3 times, 3 years, b'idna you need it, that the isal hai peri, lesal hai peri. At the time when you're eating the first crop, the second crop is not around. That's why you need 3 years worth, because each year you finish up the whole crop, and then you replant it again the next year, and then you eat that crop, and then the third year. That's why you need 3 separate years. Because you have to have crops at the time when you eat this one, the other one is not here yet. So Mara still asks, no, why do you have to wait 3 years though? Och lo tlosi peri. But tlosi yoimi, let's say you eat 3 different fruits, and 3 different days, kagoin slav, like the slav tree, a caper bush. Levi chazoka, this caper bush has 3 different peris, 3 different types of things that you could eat. It has a real tree, it has the leaves, and has the berries on it, and they become ripe one after another. Says so, eat one, then the next one, and in 1 week you could have the chazaka. Samara says, no, there also. Hosan peri miyurisa. Over there the fruits are here all at one time. Or migmar hudu kogomar viyozel. It just have become ripe a little bit different later on. But at the time when you eat the first fruit of this kata bush, the second and third fruit is also here ready. Therefore those fruits are all considered like one. It's like one achila. It's not a mitzvah to make it into 3 achilas, to make it into a chazaka. It has to be like the negichas of a shor, that the time when it does this negicha, there's no other one at all. So So the Gemara still asks, what's going to be Ochlo Tlosa Peri Bitlosin Yomi? Let's say he ate three fruits in 3 days, in 30 days. Kugoy Naspasta. This type of a Naspasta, Rashi says, Min Zeruhu, a type of a seed. Le'esev Behemus. That animals eat. Well, the Saif Lamed Yom at the end of 30 days, that's when it's finished. V'yoykrinais and yaprudit v'zoranachem kum, you plant another one in its place. Over tershleshim, but during these 30 days, when it's growing, goizes and oisa sholosh pomin, they cut it off for 3 times. So Gemara asks, if so, during these 30 days, when you cut it off a little bit, it starts to grow a little bit, you cut off the top of it, like to make it grow better, so every time you cut off a little bit, let that be considered like a chazaka. L'hevi chazaka. So Gemara says, no, hey chidomi, what are we talking about over here? Dekodach v'ochlo, dekodach v'ochlo. But after it grows a little bit, he cuts down that little bit and he eats it. So Gemara says, hoso mishamat tuduka shamat v'ochlo. It's not really cold, he's eating it. He's just being mishamet. Rashi says, v'ein zu achilas kol apri. He's not eating the whole fruit. He's just taking off a little part of it. So b'chal, that's not called the chazaka. The chazaka is only when you cut down the whole fruit. So that's only at the end of 30 days, so that's only one chazaka. So Gemara still asks, what's going to be ochlo tlosa peri betlosa yarchi? Kogain aspasta. Again, let's say this aspasta takes place in 3 months. Like we say now, it grows in 1 month. And you uproot it, then you plant a new one. So after 3 months, you could have 3 times, you'll have 3 chazakas, 3 eatings, that will be a chazaka. So why does the Mishnah say only 3 years? The Chori could have the chazaka after 3 months. Levi chazaka. So Gemara Taka says true. The Gemara says, Man holcha Usha. Who are these people from Sanhedrin? They went to Usha, Ateyes Rabbi Shmuel. They go, it's like Rabbi Shmuel and now Mishnah. And Enoch Nami, the Rabbi Shmuel, according to our Rabbi Shmuel, the Mishnah, Hochinami, that is the halacha, that you do not always have to have 3 years. It's not a din badafka to wait 3 years, or not even to wait 18 months, but sometimes you could have a chazaka right away, one after another. Because that's what Rabbi Shmuel says in the Mishnah. He says, B'med v'rom amurim b'sodeh halovin. When does the Mishnah say you have to have 3 years? Only on a field that grows like vegetables. Avo b'sdei ilon. But a field that grows trees, you have apple, you have fruit trees, and you have 3 different types of trees growing on your ground, then, first you go and cut down all the grapes, then you cut down all the olives, then you cut down all the dates. In this case, it's considered like Gilmushanim. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says, that sometimes you can have a chazok even less than 3 years. The main chazok is that we learn out from Shor HaMoed, that when a deer does damage 3 times, here, if this person in the field now, this new Shimon, if he eats the crop of the field at 3 times, so each time is like 1 point down, because really the sfaras are, like we said before, when the owner sees somebody eating in his field, if it's not true, if he didn't sell it, he should have been moicha, he should have protested. See, after 1 time, okay, we say it's not so makbed, we'll soon see in the Gemara. 2 times, maybe it's not so makbed. But after 3 times, for sure, the yonah cannot sit still. If the yonah sat still and did not make a machor, that's a good proof to say that Shimon really bought the field. So therefore, it's not a din badavka to wait 3 years. It's enough to wait 3 eatings, 3 crops. It's not a stay halovan, you only have 1 crop a year, so you have to wait 3 years. But here, by a field of trees, it's possible to have 3 different crops the same year. So therefore, in such a case, you'd have a chazaka much earlier. Say nechanami. And now Mishnah Rabbi Shmuel holds like this shita, that you learn out chazaka from Shahamut. It's a din in 3 times. After 3 times, that's the proof that the field really belongs to Shimon. Now the Gemara asks the question, good, that's according to Rabbi Shmuel. But l'rabbonin ma'ai, what's going to be the law according to the Rabbonin? So Rashi learns, Rabbonin the last luhod Rabbi Shmuel. Minoluhu chazok of the Shalashonim. How does he know there's a chazok of Gilashonim? In other words, they do not learn out from Shor HaMoed. Like they hold, you always have to have 3 years. You can never cut it short. If so, where do they know the klal of Gilashonim? So my answer is, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Kroksiv. Rabbi Yosef says, I learn out from a posik, from the smart of an apostle in Yirmiyo, that the Novi said, Sodois abakesav yiknu, when you buy fields with money,
V'chosav ba'sefer v'chosav, make sure to write a sefer, make sure to write up a shtar, have a shtar raya, have a proof that you bought the field. In order that in case later on the owner comes and complains, you'll be able to show him that you really bought the field, you have a shtar raya. Now over there, Sharei Novi Oymed B'Yeser, the Novi was standing in the 10th year, Umazir Alach HaVasoro, he was warning them what's going to be next year. So you see, even though they waited 2 years, that alone would not be a chazokah. Mashmi, you have to have a third year, then it maybe would be a chazokah. But after 2 years alone, that is not called a chazokah. So here's the proof, 2 years is not enough, so most probably then you need a third year. After 3 years, then you have a good chazokah. So Mori asked the question, so Omalei Abaye, Abaye says back, no, Dil Mahosa made Tzatayv Kamashmalon. Maybe over there, Yirmiyo was just telling them an Eitzatayv, is giving them good advice. Rashi says, Kleimar, Liyodha may be chazokah heavy bishonachas. Maybe you could have a chazok after 1 year. If you lived in the field in 1 year, and the owner was not meicha, that's the proof that you have it. But over here I'll tell you, v'yeitza teiva kamash malon. Here Yimyo was just giving them good advice. Shehei shtara biyodoi. That the shtar should be in your hand. Muchin l'ray. It should be prepared to bring a proof. For lo yiskak liyetim kishir olov. In case the owner comes to complain and says, listen, you did not buy my field. You're a gazlin. So instead of the wakeach, having to bring Edim, and he has a shtar, will just pull out the shtar. So it's only a good advice to keep a shtar, but maybe chazokah does not take 3 years, maybe in 1 year it's called the chazokah. Alright, the turnover.